Hey friends, welcome back to The Raw Edit. We're talking all things photography, business, and the life behind the lens.
And today we're talking about something that every photographer, even if you don't know it yet, needs: a virtual assistant.
I'm so excited because we've got my VA, Amanda, on the show with us. She is the magic behind the scenes who helps me keep my business running and my sanity intact.
We're going to chat about what a virtual assistant can do for photographers, what she does for Kelly specifically, and how outsourcing can literally change your business and your life.
So whether you're feeling overwhelmed or just wondering if it's finally time to delegate some stuff off your plate, this episode is for you. Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for The Raw Edit. Amanda, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into working as a virtual assistant for photographers?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Amanda Cooper, better known as Amanda the Assistant across all platforms. But I am in Kentucky, in a little town that nobody really has any business knowing exists. So I tell everyone it's about an hour and a half north of Nashville. And I live here with my husband and our two children. I'm also a homeschool mom and a fire wife. And that was kind of some of the motivation behind becoming a virtual assistant. I had a friend here, like that I know in real life, who was already working as a virtual assistant. And I started this back in 2020. And at the time, I was working in mental health as a program liaison for a school-based therapy program. So I was like the right hand to the director of children's services. And that program was providing therapy services in schools. But the problem behind that is it's kind of hard to schedule kids when COVID was happening and nobody was actually going to the school. So it became a really long, never-ending game of chess. And I was so burnt out and I wanted freedom. And my friend was like, Amanda, most of the stuff that you're doing, you could be doing as a virtual assistant and making your own hours, and you'd probably enjoy it a lot more. She's like, I think you should do it. So I started it at the end of 2020 just to see how things would go. Launched, got my first real life client, somebody I didn't know here locally. We still work together. And then by the following year, I was able to take it full time. And so it's kind of grown from started answering phone calls for four businesses at the same time. I don't even know how I made it work looking back on it now. And now I get to do more behind the scenes stuff. So I can take my kids to the park and do all the things that I wanted to do while also supporting other moms who are working towards their own businesses. So that's it in a nutshell, going on year five, and I love it.
That's awesome. What are some of the biggest time consuming tasks photographers outsource to a VA?
I think one of the biggest ones is social media, just because that in and of itself can become such a full time job, just trying to think of ideas, things to post, and then actually doing the posting and all the stuff that goes along with that. So that's a big one. And a lot of admin stuff behind the scenes. It's like, I don't work exclusively with photographers. I work with creatives in general. And so much of the time, there are all these big ideas, but not enough hours in the day to be able to accomplish it on your own. And that's kind of where a virtual assistant comes into play. So taking those ideas for lead magnets and turning it into something physical to be able to deliver. You want to update all of the stuff in your CRM, but when in the world are you going to find the time to do that? So it's a lot of different things. I'd say social media is number one, but then again, just the admin stuff of running a business that you didn't really start a business to do are the main things.
Yeah, I know you and I have talked about it, and TikTok is usually ahead of Instagram for their, like, I don't know, things that are trending, I guess, at that time. Yeah, and so you watch a lot of TikTok, and then because like most photographers are Instagram based, right? I mean, some use TikTok, but I feel like I feel like the majority of them used Instagram. So you know the trends before they come and can start working on that, which I love because you're kind of like one step ahead of the game then. But I just had to throw that out there because I don't know that everybody realizes that. I didn't realize it until you told me that. But am I on TikTok more? No, I'm not.
That's okay. I'm scrolling for both of us. It's fine.
What is one task photographers might not realize that they can outsource?
So I was thinking about that one. The way that I sum it up is if you were to imagine your business as a brick and mortar where you would have a full staff working for you, anything that you would hire someone to do physically, a virtual assistant can do for you. And I think sometimes it's even forgotten that just because we're virtual doesn't mean we can't also be in person. I've gone across the country to be present with clients when they're working on launches and trainings and things like that. And I know several people that do the same thing. So again, just because we're virtual doesn't mean we can't be there in person. So if you're like, man, I wish I had an extra set of hands to help me with this, or it would be so nice to have someone present, that's still doable.
Yeah. I know you and I have just recently started talking through like doing like a morning dump, and then you kind of can help me figure out what things you could take off my plate for that week, which is helpful. I mean, I'd think of something and Amanda could be like, yep, I can do that. And so then that's just one less thing I have to do that week. So that works really well, working hand in hand together. Yeah.
So listening to this conversation between the two of you is awesome because I thought about having a virtual assistant, but I thought it would make more work on my end to get what I want, you know, to get that list together. And I guess when we're talking about this too, when you talk about creating content for other photographers or other creatives, is Kelly giving you a lot of this information ahead of time? And is she just giving you a general idea of what that information is? And then are you just taking off with it?
So that's kind of changed a little bit here recently. It's a little bit of both. So we have Kelly and I talk almost every day, I would say, through Voxer. But we've recently started doing or trying to the weekly Zoom calls just to go over, okay, these are the dates that I've got coming up and these sessions launch this date. My senior calendar is going live on this date. And so we need to really be focusing on that. So it's a combination of both. It's an open dialogue, really. And that's another thing. It can be as informal or formal as you want. Kelly and I have been working together for a couple of years now. So I have an idea of when things are happening just because we've worked together for so long. But yeah, it can be either way. And a lot of virtual assistants will have their own systems in place, but a lot are willing to do whatever is easiest for you. Because the entire point is to lighten the load, not give you 15 new programs that you need to learn in order to work together. So yeah, it's a combination of both. Like we were just talking about, I'm scrolling on TikTok. So I have an idea of which sounds are going to be trending within the next 3 weeks, because that's almost always the magic number. Oh, this would be fun if we did this. And what do you think about this idea? And so she sends me reels and things that she would like to do, and I send her ideas. And then it all lives in an Asana calendar. That way we're both on the same page. And if I need info from her for something, then I just let her know and Vox and say, hey, I just added a task. Can you get to that sometime this week? So.
I love that. This is probably a question that I think both of you can answer. How can having a VA help even you, Kelly, show up more consistently on social? Like, are you finding that you're consistently now showing up on social now that you've got Amanda?
For sure. Because, you know, as you know, Sarah, we have good intentions, but it could be a really busy day and it's at 10 p.m. You're like, oh, crap, I didn't do my Travel Tuesday tip. You know, I mean, that's me every week, if I'm going to be honest. But with Amanda here scheduled out, she does it. We have her now doing 5 days a week. If I throw something in, it's extra. It's just a bonus where I know it's covered. And, you know, it's better than showing up sporadically, I think, probably for the algorithm is my guess. I haven't figured it out yet, but I feel like being more consistent is going to be better for you. And it takes off. I mean, one of the biggest part is it takes the stress off of me thinking all day long, I need to get that done. I need to get that done. I know Amanda's going to get it done. And she's very creative. I didn't throw that in there, but like she did some really fun stuff. This was all her idea. Like the Taylor Swift thing, Amanda, she took her senior year. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was her senior year. And she like took each album and then found pictures of Isabel that like would correspond with that and then did a post. It was super cool. And it was before anybody else was doing that, I feel like.
But yeah, that's part of it, is just taking off the mental load. I have a quote on my website from the show Mad Men, from Christina Hendricks' character, Joan. It's like, my job is to think of things before you know you need them. And that's pretty much what a virtual assistant can do for you. One short little tagline.
And I mean, with Amanda, it's really like, if she's writing a blog post for me, I'm not like giving her the blog post. She's writing the blog post for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to like write it and Amanda then like tweaks it. No, she's doing it and does an excellent job. I mean, picks the pictures I would pick. I mean, like all the things, she checks all the boxes. So, and I think the other thing is like, I don't know if this has happened with you, Amanda, you'll have to tell me, but like, I think maybe sometimes you don't mesh with the people, right? It's like going to a doctor or a therapist. Sometimes it's just not, it doesn't click. But, and maybe you never had that happen to you, Amanda, but like Amanda and I clicked right away. So, I mean, it's like, we're like friends now. So yeah. So it's been great.
No, I agree. Especially again, you're trusting somebody with the entire back end of your business. So I think it's important that you're able to have a good working relationship and to get along nicely. I've never had anybody that was rude or anything like that, but I have had a few clients that maybe weren't quite ready yet for the virtual assistant because there is a massive element of trust there. So yeah. It's very helpful when someone is open to and friendly and trusting and all the things.
Okay, Amanda, can you share what you do for me specifically and what like a typical work week would look like working with my business specifically too?
Sure. So again, doing things a little bit differently now than we have in the past with social media. So that is done the month in advance. So for example, this week I'll start working on April's content calendar and start tagging you in whatever content I might need. Hey, can you get some B-roll of this? Can you tell me which photos you'd like to use for that? Or for writing the captions, it should sound like you. And it should be information that you actually want to convey to your followers. And so tagging you in, how would you answer this? What's the one piece of advice? Share some money. So there's that. And then we're boxing back and forth, especially with all the freebies and things that you've been launching and talking about what priority is and what needs to be up next. And that also goes in Asana so that we're all on the same page and can have expectations of when it's going to be done. And instead of living in multiple apps, because there for a while it was Voxer, I'll text this, I'm going to email you the draft for the blog for you to approve. And somehow everything just has one nice little home. But yeah, it's a combination of that, creating the lead magnet sometimes. Website updates, blogs, sometimes. So blogs, so doing the keyword research for that, creating the copy, sending it to Kelly for approval. In the past, we've done Pinterest pins that go along with the blog to get that out there. Newsletters. So again, talking in advance about when that needs to be going out. Because sometimes it's time sensitive and sometimes it's just catching up with your mailing list. Getting the copy out to approve that, and then just random things as they come up. So again, it may, like she was saying before, it may not even be something that you realized I could do, but like, hey, I don't have time. Do you think you could get to this in the next couple of weeks? Yeah, more than likely, yes. The answer is yes. I always make time.
One app that Amanda and I have started using is Photo Circle, especially for B-roll or any recently I've been doing my outfit of the day. And so if I record that, then I throw it into Photo Circle so that Amanda has access to it. And we've used them at like conferences and stuff too, Sarah and I have, but it's just, that's something that a resource somebody could use if they had a virtual assistant and they needed to like send videos and kind of keep them all on the spot. Cause sometimes Amanda will be like creating something for me and probably has an idea in her head. And I have a lot of B-roll. So she can just kind of go back and find me working with a senior or with a family or whatever she needs. And that works really well.
That was a great discovery too, because again, I'm Android. I know you use iPhone. And so that's kind of like a loophole to sharing the content needed for social media and everything else. Without it, I don't know why it loses.
It does. Yeah. Like it's,
it gets so grainy.
It's like grainy. What is the word we're looking for?
It's pixelated, probably. Is it more pixelated?
I joke that it looks like a VCR VHS recording from like 1994. Something gets lost in translation along the way. So yeah, Photo Circle gets rid of that problem. That was a really good find. I love that thing.
Hey there, photographers, creatives, and business owners. I see you out there juggling all the things. You're booking clients, editing at midnight, answering emails in between soccer games, and running your business like a total boss. But let's be real, at what cost? Because you're drowning in to-do lists constantly saying, I'll get to that later, or wondering how the heck some people actually have free time? Then listen up, because I've got the ultimate game changer for you. introducing my freebie, the PA Delegation Checklist, a complete guide, no BS guide to hiring and outsourcing like a pro, so you can finally stop spending hours on tasks that drain you and start focusing on what actually grows your business. I'm breaking it down, what to delegate, how to get started, and the exact tasks you need to take off your plate today to free up hours every single week. Seriously, whether it's emails, scheduling, errands, or even just making sure your fridge isn't empty, because let's be honest, we forget that too. This checklist has you covered. So if you're ready to work less and earn more, grab the freebie now. It's linked in the show notes. And trust me, once you start handling off the stuff you hate, you'll wonder why he didn't do it sooner. Click that link, download that checklist, and let's get you back doing what you love.
That works great. Can you think of like one project or system you've helped me clean up that you think other photographers could benefit from too?
I was thinking about that one. Honestly, I feel like the biggest game changer has just been Asana. Just giving everything one place to live. And that way you're not having to log in and out of multiple apps like we were talking about. Everything is right there. So the copy for blogs and newsletters and everything is right there. If I need anything from you, it goes right along with that. So that we're kind of staying on track.
Yeah.
That's the best.
No, I agree. I know something recently you've been working with me with is my website, because I've been launching a lot of freebies. You've been helping me create the freebies, making the landing pages, adding the photos in there, like doing all that. I still need to get you my travel pictures and my new senior pictures, because I'm going to update my website pictures as well. Just like little things that are time consuming that, and things you like have on your list, but you never ever get to, because it doesn't have to get done. You just want it to get done. And Amanda helps me with a lot of that stuff. And I mean, like I said, it's more like a, it's almost like, well, my office is a mess, but like coming into a cluttered place and you don't know where to start. That's what I feel like my task list is like sometimes, like, but now Amanda helps me to like shift things off of it. And it's just like a weight lifting off your head, if that makes sense, you know, like, okay, I know she's got that handle. Now I can work on this that actually needs to get done, you know.
That's so glad. Mission accomplished.
And I feel like it's handing off some of that, those tasks that she might be better equipped to do and has more time and frees you up to do things that make you money and allows you for that growth.
Yeah. Sarah has seen me try to work and show it before, and it's not pretty.
There might've been a few Voxers where she's like, help, how do I do this? I'm like, okay, let's jump on a Zoom call quick and we'll walk through this together. But yeah, I love that. So for photographers or creatives who are feeling overwhelmed, which I'm going to be honest, I'm getting there. So if you want to preach to somebody, you can preach to me on this next question. But if I'm feeling overwhelmed, where do you recommend that I start or they start when it comes to outsourcing? What are the little things that you would recommend take off our plate first?
So there's a couple ways to go about this. If you kind of want to dip your toe into the water of outsourcing to a virtual assistant, I would say start small. Because even little things are going to add up over time. And that's when you find yourself overwhelmed and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're still working and to-do list isn't getting any shorter. So start with some of the smaller things that maybe don't require as much access on the back end, something that's going to maybe save you even 30 minutes a week, because that adds up over time. But another way you could go about it, again, I know you said you don't want to take the time to make the list and everything, but I was listening to a podcast several years ago now, Action Podcast, something like that. Anyway, there was a man on there who owns like a virtual assistant agency talking about what they tell people who are looking to outsource. And that is just to use a post-it. And that means you, throughout the day, you make 2 columns, billable and non-billable hours. Just okay. You don't have to record every single thing, but it is going to give you a little bit of an idea of what you could possibly do. So answering emails, are you making money off of that? Not directly. So that could go in non-billable. And that's something that, again, a lot of people, a lot of virtual assistants offer just the client and engagement and inbox management as a separate package. So it's not something, some people do it hourly, some people do it with packages. But again, yeah, that's something that you could hand off. So throughout the day, you're tracking what you're doing, what's billable, what isn't. And if something is really taking a lot of your time and you're like, oh my God, I loathe every single second of this, that is definitely something you might consider handing off. And then at the end of the day, you've got an entire list of things that you could hire out for and a little bit of an idea of how much time it's costing you, because a lot of the hesitancy I hear both in the virtual assistant groups I'm in and with people I've worked with in the past is beyond the element of trust and just like I'm handing a stranger on the internet all of my passwords, which I completely understand. There's also the financial investment aspect of it because it does cost. So is it going to be worth your time? You can't really fight the numbers. You can't argue with that if you're seeing on your little post-it or sheet of paper, or even if you want to do voice memos. Okay, that was 2.5 hours today alone, stuff that I don't have to do. Like somebody else can handle this for me. So again, if you're a little bit hesitant about it, that's usually pretty good motivation. Like, wow, this is a lot of time that I'm wasting every single month when somebody else could just do it for me and I could go for a walk or have a date with my husband instead.
I love that idea of creating a post-it note for the day and putting it into a column of billable and non-billable. I know I'd not thought of that before, but that is genius. As you're working throughout the day, just jot down the things you're doing that is either billable or non-billable. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. And I think you already answered the question that I'm going to ask next. And that is, what advice would you give to someone who's nervous about handing off, you know, their usernames and their passwords for the back ends of their platforms? What's just some advice?
Start small. Again, outsource some of the things that don't require as much access. And then you can build rapport and a relationship with somebody. And also, most virtual assistants, unless they're brand new, are going to have testimonials and a portfolio. So you can take a look and see, okay, this is an actual person. Do a Zoom call with them, because there are a lot of scams out there. I won't sit here and tell you that there aren't, because there absolutely are on both the client and virtual assistant side of things. So do a Zoom call with them beforehand. Most of the time, those are discovery calls and they're free, just so you can have a conversation and kind of get an idea of, am I going to mesh well with this person? Is this somebody I want to work with long term? Because you can build over time. Like Kelly and I didn't start out working together directly. Her previous VA was getting out of social media so that she could focus entirely on blogging and Pinterest. And we had a mutual friend, the same mutual friend that convinced me to be a virtual assistant. I was like, hey, I think Amanda would probably be interested in this. So again, networking, word of mouth, referrals, very similar to how it works in the photography industry, is exactly how it works within the virtual assistant industry. So yeah, they'll have referrals, they'll have testimonials, and then just start slow. See if you love it or if you hate it, because again, not everybody's ready for it yet. And I've seen that firsthand where I have been capable of doing so much more for their business, and they don't see the investment is worth it because they aren't ready yet to hand those things over. So just start small.
I love that answer. I think you and I will be chatting after this, because I'm listening to this and I'm like, Sarah, just hand it off. Just let somebody else do it. I mean, just the consistency that I see Kelly showing up on social,
yeah,
that I'm not doing. Like just the other day, I was like, I haven't posted an actual post in a long time. And I'm sitting here listening to all of this and going, I need to start just dishing some of that off to somebody else. So Amanda, I think you and I'll be chatting after this.
Something else I forgot to include again, when I was launching my website and I'd already been a virtual assistant for a couple of years, I had issues with something on the back end. And I could not for the life of me figure out what the problem was. So I had done like a little ask in my virtual assistant group, and I had several people say, oh, this is an easy fix. I can handle this for you in 15 minutes. And I'm like, I don't know you. Like, this is literally my job. I don't want to give you my password. There are ways around that too. I forgot to mention this. So there are apps and services like LastPass where they don't have direct passwords to get in everything too. So something else I forgot. Yeah, I'd be happy to chat with you.
That's good to know. I didn't even know that was an option, Amanda. I mean, you and I, we have, like you said, you can look at reviews, and you could even talk to people that Amanda's worked with if you're worried about, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, it's a real person. And I mean, I've never had issues. You and I have been great, like passing anything off. But it's cool to know that there's an app for someone that might be hesitant to do that, you know. Something else Amanda did for me that was huge was she made a template for me, my travel template that I sell. And now she actually is starting to like fill them out for me, so that when we have our Charleston session coming up, she's going to fill in all the information so that I can give it to my client, right? And so like those aren't things like day to day, but you know, there, you could just make a task list of things coming up that you want done, you know? I mean, there is so many things that it can do for me. And I try to utilize her as much as I can, because one thing Sarah and I have, you know, learned building our business is, like, Sarah uses a lot of AI, but you have to let go of some things to keep growing your business. And it happens way sooner than you think it's going to. It's not necessarily when you're in 5 years. I mean, when you start feeling overwhelmed, that's when you should start handing things off, because you cannot grow your business without the time to do it, right? So that's why assistants are amazing.
But I use ChatGPT, and I feel like because I use ChatGPT to help me create my captions and to do all that for me, that I'm like, oh, I don't need a virtual assistant because I've already got the caption. I just need to now make the graphic. There's the problem, is now I got to spend the next 20 minutes. I just spent 15 minutes putting together the prompt and what I want it to say. Now I got to go find the graphic, got to create it, got to upload it, got to schedule it. Like, that's the little stuff that I think is starting to snowball and is starting to clog up the reason why I'm not posting as much on social is because that takes so much time. And we're starting to realize this now as business owners, that social takes up a lot of time. Even blogging, that's just not a quick, let's just jump on for 5 minutes and do it. That is an actual whole process where you've got SEO, you've got metadata, all that stuff that is so time consuming. But it's necessary for us to do in our businesses to gain traction, to gain traffic, and for SEO. So, it's starting to become something that I'm hearing over and over in my brain. Like, you need to hire somebody and do this because you don't have time or the capacity.
And you know, my motto on that, Sarah, is go to the expert. Like, if you want something done, go to the expert. And like, I feel like Amanda, she's already doing the research on TikTok to pull it into Instagram. I mean, I don't have time for that. And I know you don't have time for that.
Right.
And so again, Amanda's the expert. I just go to the expert. And like, we're going to have a motherhood series coming up that Amanda's going to do, where I've put into ChatGPT like all the things, and now I've uploaded it to Asana so that Amanda can see like where we're going with that. I mean, that's just like the base work of it. She'll find the pictures and like tweak it. There's times when she'll get something from me and she has to adjust it to make it work for a carousel or whatever she's using it for that day. But it just puts like the base work down for her to know where I'm kind of going with that. So there's a lot of ways where you can still be involved, but not have to do the entire thing if you need that, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that part of it.
Yeah. But I like just having her creativity. I mean, bringing in her creativity with yours,
yes.
which is, it's like magic.
Yeah. Amanda, how would you say photographers can communicate their brand voice and style so everything feels cohesive when they work with their VA?
I think that if it's somebody you're working with for the first time ever, I use questionnaires quite a bit when I'm onboarding with new clients. And I kind of stalk their Instagram, things of the sort, look at their website, because you can get a pretty good feel for how someone's going to communicate. If someone might be more professional, someone would be more friendly. So a lot of that can just be observed, but that's when the questionnaires come into play as well. Like, give me 3 words you would use to describe your brand voice. How do you want to come across to your clients? And then sometimes just a little bit of growing pains in the beginning where maybe I would say y'all, when they're like, no, I would say guys. Just little things so that it sounds more authentic, because I would absolutely never say that. So please tweak it. So a lot of open communication, a lot of conversations, and then the questionnaires come into play as well. But yeah, that's usually something that would be done in an onboarding call and the onboarding packets that I send to clients. And the same thing where it's like, okay, what day do you want your blogs posted? Do you have a certain day or week that your newsletters go out? Just kind of getting the feel for things behind the scenes, kind of like you're being trained at a new job. It's the same concept, just to get a feel for things.
Yeah. I think my next question we've kind of answered is like, what tools or systems make working with the VA easier, which now we use Asana, which is huge. And then like Photo Circle is one that you and I use just because of iPhone versus Android. I can't really think of anything else. Can you, Amanda, that we use to kind of?
I mean, I do pull from Dubsado for you from time to time. That's another thing.
For sure.
You don't necessarily have to go in and pull that stuff for me. I'm just like, oh, it's probably part of the senior questionnaire. I'm just going to log in real quick and grab that info. I use Honeybook to automate things for my clients. So, you know, what day invoices are going out for some of the blogging and newsletter clients. That's also automated so that every month it goes out at the same time. They know when to expect it, comes right back to me. And then everybody gets their own Asana board so that we're all on the same page. And again, if I need something for a gallery for a blog, it's all right there. Photo Circle has been helpful. Voxer. Voxer's a big, big,
oh, yeah,
big Voxer. One for sure. I think that's pretty much it though.
Yeah,
I think so too. Sometimes I guess Zoom. Sometimes we'll jump on a Zoom call.
Yeah, Zoom is helpful also.
What's the most random or off the wall thing you've had to do for a client? Anything fun? Anything so random?
I mean, I've got stories. it wasn't a photographer, but when I first started out, again, I just wanted to do whatever it took to make it work so I could leave that 9 to 5. I was briefly an executive assistant for somebody, and it just, the dynamic just wasn't what I wanted to do, and it just didn't work out. The first thing I was supposed to do every single morning was log into her Facebook and wish everybody happy birthday for the day. And I'm like, hey, I mean, if you want to pay me to do that, I'm going to do it, I guess. but as far as like the coolest thing, again, this isn't a photography client, but the permanent makeup artist that was my very first client launched a training, an in-person training, and she asked me to help her put together this extensive training manual because she'd been to some in the past where you had to take a ton of notes. She said, I don't want that. I want them to be able to be fully present. I want this manual to be everything they need to look back on. So I flew out to Arizona. And I got to learn how to do permanent makeup to be her little guinea pig, to be her like first trainee. That way we also had marketing content for social media and then also like real life stuff to put into the training manual. So that's probably been the coolest thing I've gotten to do in this job, is just traveling and finally meeting her in person. And yeah, that was really cool.
That is cool. I would love to do that.
It's fun.
What is your favorite part in working with creative business owners?
With photographers specifically, it's absolutely getting to see the galleries. Because another part of why I started my business is because my husband and I lost a baby in 2020, and I was about halfway through the pregnancy. So I've had loss, and I know the importance of photos, because those are some of our prized possessions now, are the photos that we got to take with her in the hospital. And so getting to see other people's stories and these incredibly meaningful moments, people I'm never going to meet in real life more than likely, but getting to look at those galleries and see different people's stories play out, like elopements, surprise engagements. I've seen maternity shoots for rainbow babies, first birthdays, seniors. Like, I can't tell you guys how many times I have cried because I'm like, oh, that's so precious for people I don't even know. The first looks of wedding galleries get me every single time. So just getting to be even a small part of somebody's story in that sense and getting to watch it play out has been very, very cool and very rewarding. Hands down, my favorite part.
Amanda, if someone listening wants to work with you or find a VA, what is the best way to get started with that?
Gotcha. So I have, for me personally, I have a website that's currently under construction. I'm on Instagram, and I also have a freebie that kind of breaks down how to go about outsourcing, talks a little bit more about the poster wall I was just talking about. And there are steps and links to get in touch with me directly that way. And if you're looking for somebody who has a little bit more specialized, just know that there is a virtual assistant for everything you could possibly imagine. And if it's not something I do, I probably know a guy. So I can definitely refer out. But I also have an entire list of other tasks that we haven't really talked about that you could potentially outsource. And there are groups on Facebook that also specialize in like linking you up. There are agencies that can link you up to a specialized virtual assistant that handles the entire screening process from start to finish. So it really just depends on how you want to go about it, what you're most comfortable with. But you've got several different options there.
Perfect. And we'll link stuff to below this, won't we, Sarah?
Yeah. And I have a question too. Do you have like packages, like how is your pricing structure built, Amanda? Is it based on like so many per month, so many hours? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So I switched from hourly to packages with the exception of like special projects. So for example, the things that Kelly's like, hey, can you help me with this? I just do like an hourly rate, but everything else has packages and it's tiered. So I have different packages for social media, and that's based on how many posts are done a week or a month, one of the two. You should probably know that. Same thing with blogs, the amount of blogs that you get throughout the month, Pinterest. And then if you wanted to bundle, there's usually a little bit of discount involved there. So everything is just based on the amount and the specific services that you're receiving rather than the amount of time it takes me.
Amanda, what is your non-negotiable these days? Like if there's one thing that you wouldn't give up, what would it be? Are you something you have to have?
Something I have to have.
Mine would be Diet Coke.
Lately, it's been a Lonnie's, honestly, that I've got it fully stocked in the refrigerator right now. But also, I'm getting a lot better about having a set cutoff time. That's my non-negotiable. I see such a big difference in my mental health and just even my productivity. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but when I cut off earlier than I probably should, I get more done and I feel better. So, yeah, I'm taking breaks and drinking a lot of caffeine these days.
What's your favorite flavor of Alani Nu?
Oh, right now, I really love the peach one. I think it tastes like peach knee high, but I also love, love, love the dreamsicle flavor. I think it's dream float or something like that. Can't get enough of it, but I can't ever find them here locally. I'm lucky to get one or two cans every now and again, so I buy them all up when I find them.
Isabel loves, I think it's watermelon wave or something, and we can never find them unless we're on like vacation.
Have you had that one? I bet it's delicious.
Yeah, it's a hard one to find.
Is that what we found at Target that day? We went shopping.
We did, yeah. Because remember, I said that like we never can find these. Yeah, that was exactly what we found.
And I've never heard of that. Till you pointed it out one day at Target, and we're like, I'm like, what is this? And you're like, oh, this is Isabel's favorite drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had
one. And she has to have like one a day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I justify it because you get your B vitamins out of me too. At least that's what I tell myself.
I mean, love that.
As long as there's any kind of vitamins, that's all that matters, right? Just one. Yep.
Yeah. Totally justified at this point.
Let's make sure we know. So we're going to, your freebie, Amanda, I'm going to make sure we post a link of that in our show notes. What was the name of that freebie again?
Backstage Pass to Outsourcing for Creatives, I think is what I titled it. Let me look. Yeah. Backstage Pass.
And so is that like a checklist or just what is it, Amanda?
It's a lot of things. So it explains different types of tasks that you can outsource, step-by-step instructions for doing the post-it thing that I mentioned. And I include a little worksheet too, because it's probably going to take more than a post-it to record everything with the full-blown business. There is a flow chart to kind of help you decide if it would be worth it or not to outsource. Example tasks that are categorized. And then step-by-step instructions to get in touch with me too, if you want to source.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Thank you.
You need to put in there. I want you to add in there to put an extra sheet in there for billable and non-billable. Because I'm going to do that.
Yes, there's a worksheet that you can print out where you list out what it is, if it's billable or non-billable, the amount of time it takes you, and then little notes too. Oh, there's also like an afterthoughts thing to kind of help you process it once you've done a day. Of like categorizing what your tasks have been.
Amanda, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your wisdom and what you do to keep us photographers sane.
Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, thank you. I am definitely going to be reaching out and you and I are going to be chatting because there's, I think, some things that I think you can help me out with.
Thank you again.
Yeah. All right. As always, Amanda, thank you again. Listeners, if you like what you heard, please comment, subscribe, and we'll see.